Lekutei Sichas, Chelek Yudalad, Parsha Devarim, Sicha Aleph. Before we begin the Sicha, we'll read the first Pasuk, and then the Sicha, throughout the Sicha, we'll go back to the Rashis and so on. The Pasuk begins, Eila HaDvarim HaShadiba Moshe, Kol Yisrael. These are the words that Moshe spoke to all the Yidden, Be'ever HaYarden, on the other side of the Yarden, Ba'midbar, in the desert, Ba'arava, in the plains, Moel Suf, opposite Suf, Bein Paran, or Bein Teufel, between Paran and Teufel, V'lovan, V'chatzeres, V'dizahav. These all seem to be naming a place, describing a place, and Rashi reinterprets it, as we'll soon see. B'tchilus Parsha Seino ala Pasuk, Eila Advarim HaShadiba Moshe, V'goymer, V'dizahav. On this pasuk that we just said, Mefarash Rashi, Rashi explains, V'dizahav, what is the meaning of the pasuk V'dizahav? Hechicham al ha'egel, he was rebuking them, chastising them in regards to the egel, she'asu b'shul reiv hazav, that they made because they had an abundance of gold. V'dizahav means enough, more than enough gold. She'hayu lahem, she'ne'emar v'kesev rebeis alehem, as the pasuk says, I gave them a lot of silver, v'zohav osu labal, and they used the gold for the baal. They made a baal. V'hine, alf afal pisha kvar higdim Rashi betchilus pirusha l'pasuk zeh shehem divrei techachas. Even though Rashi already at the beginning of this pasuk says that these are words that Moshe Rabbeinu is rebuking the Yidden, u'mana kan kolam akemesh hechisu, and through these names that we just went through, locations, he was alluding to places where they had angered Hashem. Even so, he once again reiterates in regards to explaining the word v'dizahav, haychicham ala egel, that he rebuked them over the egel, which he already mentioned in the beginning that he was rebuking them. He doesn't mention it in regard when he explains each and every word of those names that I mentioned, which we'll get back to soon. But when he explains each place, what it was referring to, what rebuke it was, he does repeat the word haychicham in regards to v'dizahav, that he was reproaching them about the eagle. The reason for this would seem that because Dizahav is not really a place, there is no place called Dizahav, which some of the other places in the words in the Pasuk are names of places. Because it seems to Rashi that there's not a name of a place. And therefore, we don't know yet that the word Dizahav, which isn't a place, so what then is it? So therefore Rashi says it's a rebuke, it's a reprimand. Malachim Pirush Rashi al Dizahav Hechichan. Therefore Rashi, when he is coming to explain the word Dizahav, he's saying that he was reprimanding them, Afshaloi Pirush came by Mekemes HaKaidmin, even though he doesn't say that as he explains each of the locations earlier in the Pasuk, which are also reprimands, but since they are real places, so he says, this was this story, this was that story, and so on. But over here, V'dizav, there is no such place. So therefore he starts again, he reprimanded them over the abundance of gold and making the eagle. Ala eagle shazav b'shul rei v'zav. U'vazek ha'v'nosri gam lahadgish, so by this he also intends to emphasize, she'ein dizav shem mokim, re-emphasizing that Dizav is not really the name of a place, which he expresses by saying that the word again, that he reprimands them. In other words, it's not a name of a place, but it's rather a method of reprimand. But that the word Dizav itself is the words which he uses to reprimand them over the eagle, not reminding them of something that happened in a specific place called Dizav. And this is similar to what Rashi said on the words between Teufel and Lavan. Over there too, Rashi says, Hechicham al hadvarim shetoflu al haman, that he reprimanded them for the words that they insulted or said about the man, which shuhulavam, which is white. That's how Rashi explains teufel v'lavam, that teufel means to insult, to use words, to complain about, or whatever, the man, which was white. That's how he explains that. Ki gam teufel v'lavam in ishe makam, and the reason he says haychicham, also in regards to teufel v'lavam, meaning to the man, is because teufel v'lavam are also not the names of places. So therefore, for the same reason, in both places, he adds the words haychicham. How does Rashi know that Dizov is not a name of a place, which leads him to say Heichichon? The simple explanation would be because nowhere else in the Torah do we find a place called Dizov. And this is also, as Rashi says, in regards to Teufel V'Lavan, and the same applies to here, as Rashi said, by Teufel V'Lavan. What did he say there? Chazarnu al kol ha-mikra, v'loy matzinim mokim shoshoni Teufel V'Lavan. Rashi says, I looked through the entire Torah, and I didn't find any place that's called Teufel V'Lavan. Elos, or rather, what Teufel V'Lavan means, that they complained about the man. So here also, Dizov, he doesn't have to say it again, but obviously, there's no other place in the Torah that it says Dizav, and therefore it's not the name of a place, and therefore Haychicham belongs here to express that the word itself, Dizav, is a rebuke, not a place in which a certain thing happened. Aval tzarach lohavin, but we must understand. Lama leyefarish shezeu shem mokim. Why doesn't Rashi go with the explanation that maybe it is the name of a place? Maybe there was a place where the Yidden made the Egel, and for that reason they called it Dizav, to commemorate the fact that the Egel was made there. We find many places in the Torah that the name of the place is based on a story, an event that happened in that place. That's how it got its name. And although it's true that we don't find anywhere in the Torah a place that's called Dizav, other than here, that's not a big question, because there are a number of places in the Torah which the Torah refers to them only once, and that's the only time we hear of it. So maybe here, the Torah calls it Dizav. You want to know why it's called Dizav? Because the Yidden made the eagle over there. But the fact that it doesn't appear anywhere else doesn't mean anything. It appears here. So how do we know that Dizav is not really the name of a place? The Ein Adayma L'Teufel V'Lavan shouldn't be compared to Teufel V'Lavan, Ki Behem Ein Loimar Shahamokem Nikra Kein Al Shem Shubay Toflo Asamon Shu Lavan. Rashi says that Teufel V'Lavan is not the name of a place. Over there we understand it. This is not the same as Teufel V'Lavan by Dizav. Why? By Teufel V'Lavan you can't say that the reason was called Teufel V'Lavan because the Yidden complained about the man which is white. Why? Ki b'shem zeh hanikra al shem eze pa'ula. Because when you're going to call a name by a place over the event that happened there, the name has to express somehow what happened there. Or at least refer to the thing through which the event happened. Or at least the thing which led to what happened there. But somehow it has to express what happened there. But in the case of Teufel V'Lavan, the fact that the man is white is really something very not essential to what the man is. It's something incidental, let's call it, incidental to the man, that it happened to be the color white. And you can't compare it to Dizav, which really captures the gold and the eagle, and that there was too much gold, and that's what led to it, and so on. Ubetevas teufel atzma shebirusha shetoflu, and even the word teufel, which expresses the word complaint, belay tevas v'lovan, if you don't attach it to the word lovan, complaint itself doesn't really say anything. Eimerum Hashem chet miyuchad, it doesn't describe what was complained about. Because that would be true of every sin that the Jews committed throughout their stay in the Midbar, that there was a complaint about something. So just saying the word complaint doesn't really describe what happened here. It happened all along, up and down the Midbar. So Toflu wouldn't really be describing the name of this place. Therefore, it's more logical to say that Teufel V'Lovan is not the name of a place, because it doesn't really describe what happened there. Hashem Shem Toflu Al Aman, to say that the reason it's called that is because that's where they complained about the man. And there must be Inyan Stodi Legamri, and that the man would be mentioned through something very incidental, the fact that it happens to be white. So over there, it doesn't really qualify as the name of a place. But when we talk about Dizav, in Dizav, it expresses what led to the Yidden making the Egel, the fact that they had too much gold. Koloshen Rashi, also Bishvil Revazov, Shailem, that they did it because they had too much gold. So maybe, well, how does Rashi know that there is no place called Dizav? Maybe there is a place called Dizav, and it was called that way because that's what they did there. Therefore, it is similar to the other words in this pasuk, which describe a place in which a certain sin happened. Ki amokem nikra Dizav al shem Revazav, because we could say that the place is called Dizav because of the abundance of gold that they had, and therefore Rashi doesn't need to say the words haychicham, that he reprimanded them over the gold. It should have said, and he reminded them of what happened in Dizav. They made the nagel. God made him move, and also we have to understand Teichem Pirush Rashi Zeh Kvar Kosvei Rashi BeParshat Tisa. The general idea of this Rashi was already written by Rashi in Parshat Tisa. Alapasik VeYoshev Meisha LaShem VeYomer. Moshe returned to Hashem and he said, "Vayasu lehem alakezov." They made for themselves a golden god. Well, Pirush Rashi alakezov. Rashi says over there on the words alakezov, "Atu shegaramto lehem." You, Moshe Rabbeinu, said to Hashem, "You're the one that caused this to happen." Sheishpaita lehem zov achol cheftim. You gave them gold and you gave them everything that they want. Mayasu shleichto. What are they going to do? Not sin. They have all this gold on their hands. So Rashi already said this. V'im kipirush Rashi kan. So if, like Rashi over here says, tzarech lavi rayels, Rashi here doesn't simply say it's because they had too much gold. He brings a raya that the reason is because they had too much gold. That Hashem says, I gave them too much money and so on. They made themselves a golden bow. So Rashi here wants to bring a proof that this is the reason why they made the eagle. Havadele Rashi lovi raya beparshatisa. Why then does Rashi not bring the same raya in Parshatisa, where he says that the reason is because they had too much gold? Shavonemar inyan ze bepamirushayna, and a Parshakisisa is where he says it for the first time. So that's really the place that he should have brought this raya. So to explain, how Rashi knows that it's over the abundance of gold in Parsha Kisisa is understood. Because over there, you could ask the question, big question. What was Moshe Rabbeinu saying to the Eibishter? He was saying to Hashem, the people have greatly sinned. They made themselves a golden god. And this comes as a reason, as an introduction to what he's going to say next. What does he say next? L'bakosha habo tekev achar kach, v'atoim tisach adosam. He asks Hashem to forgive them for the sin. So that's how you introduce your request to forgive them for the sin. they greatly sinned? This seems to contradict the request for forgiveness by saying that they greatly sinned. Therefore, we must say, so this must be somehow Moshe Rabbeinu trying to diminish the gravity of the sin by saying Chotam Chata Gedola Bayasal Kezov Hainu Shavshi Efshalamayt Ekeshalachet Atzmai, meaning to say, Moshe Rabbeinu can downplay the sin itself, making a golden eagle. That's a terrible sin. How is he going to diminish that? Tarechet Chotam Chata Gedola, because that they did commit a great sin, that he has to admit that. But Maktin Shaychas V'Keshev in Yisrael La'achet, what he's trying to do is, the sin is great, but the fault of the Yidden for that sin is not as great. That's what he's trying to diminish. V'zeo Shepirish Rashi, Shemayshe Hiskavim B'zeloimah, Sha'ato Hu Shagaram Talahem, that by saying this, that they made a golden god, this is your fault that they made a golden god. Little mitzchus al Yisrael, because he wanted to try to diminish the Yidden's responsibility for that. She'enem ashamim, it's not their fault as much, ba'asiyas achet. So therefore Rashi knows that Moshe Rabbeinu is trying to say that it's because they had too much gold, which you gave them. That's the point of this whole chato'am chato g'dayla v'asalem elekei Yisrael. And that's, must be what Moshe Rabbeinu is saying is, because otherwise, why would he bring it up? If you're asking for forgiveness, what do you have to bring up that it's a great sin? But what he's trying to say is that it's the great sin, but the fault is yours because you gave them too much gold. Alpiza moving, sheyesh nechilik ikri l'fi pshutah shel mikra v'teichen ha'inyan shel ribei hazav v'parshas Sisa, and therefore there's a very big difference between, at least on the simple level, between what's being said over here about the abundance of gold, or rather in Parshas Sisa, and what's being said in our parsha in Devarim. But parsha Tisa Amram Moshe Kodesh Baruch Hu Bekavana Lil Metzchus Al Yisrael. When Moshe Rabbeinu said this whole thing in Parsha Sisa, he was saying it to Hashem in order to diminish, to be Melam Metzchus on the Yidden, and to diminish this cause, the cause of their sin. Mashenu Parsha Seinu. Whereas when it comes to our parsha Shomer Bnei Yisrael, where he's talking to the Yidden themselves, v'iskaven le'chicham, and he was trying to reprimand them over it, madgish gedol ha'chet, over here he's trying to emphasize the importance of the sin. U'me'ata move on, and from this we understand, she'yev shel Rashi, and mefarsh pshutah shel mikra, lo'havi b'parshas Sisa, kosev v'kesev v'beis l'chem v'zov v'asol l'bal. Why, based on pshutah shel mikra, he doesn't want to bring this pasuk over there, the pasuk, and I gave them gold and they made a bow. Kiva pasuk zem mudga shakesev v'zov shenasna kodesh baruch hu, v'leinusin estam kiim hi beisi lehem. Because over that pasuk emphasizes that Hashem gave them the gold, and he gave them a great abundance of gold. And that from that itself, from that blessing that Hashem gave them in great abundance, they used that to go against His will? Such a pasuk would only emphasize the greatness of the sin. I gave them so much gold, and then they go and use that gold for sin, so I didn't want to bring this pasuk. This is not the right place to bring that pasuk. Where he is reprimanding the Yidden, Masim Lohavi Pasuk Zeh. Over here, of course, he brought the Pasuk, Hashem gave you gold, and he gave you a great abundance of gold, and you use that gold to sin against Hashem. Therefore, over here, it's the right place to bring it, whereas over there, that would only undermine his case rather than make his case. Al pian al muvan, based on this, we understand, Asher i'ef shalafar shadizo v'shem makim, can say that Dizov is the name of a place. Shenikra ken al shem she sham also was a egel b'shvil reivazov shayelahem, and it was named that way because they made the egel there because of the abundance of gold that they had. Haino al shem sibas achet shachadu sham. In other words, to say that the name of the place was given to describe the reason what led to the sin that they committed there. dizav, they had too much gold, that's why they made the eagle. Al pianal, because based on what we said before, hein lefiat goshe beparshasenu, both based on the emphasis in our pasha, shereivazavu inishol leitzava b'chemerachet, that saying that there was too much gold is re-emphasizes the greatness of the sin because Hashem gave them the blessing and they used that against him. V'hein lefiyam mudgash b'pasha tisa shuprat hamaktinus erka shalached v'sibasei, and both in as Moshe was using it in pasha kisisa in order to downplay the sin because it was Hashem's fault he gave them the gold. In both ways, ha'deizav uprat study b'ifane shalached. Either way, it isn't really the essence of the sin. In one way of looking at it is that it increases the amount of the sin. And the other way, it's that it downplays the sin. Hadizov uprat study by financial ahead, because dizov is a side thing in the way that the sin was done. Or it caused the sin. But it doesn't describe the sin itself, the reason for the sin itself. To rephrase that. Whether you look at it from the way it's seen in Parsha Kisisa, which is that Moshe Rabbeinu used it in order to diminish the importance of the chet, to downplay the sin, or whether it's used in the way Moshe Rabbeinu used it in this case, which is to play up the importance of the chet, that they Hashem gave them the gold and they still used it against him and so on, but it doesn't describe the reason for the sin. It's either used in order to downplay the sin or to emphasize the greatness of the sin, but that is not the cause for the sin. Sharei Asiba Amitis, because the real reason for the sin, Ha'izazu Shomar HaKosov, was what the Pasuk says, V'yara'om ki b'yishish Moshe, that the people saw that Moshe wasn't coming. So that's the real reason. So, but the fact that they had gold is really either an excuse or how could you do this? But it doesn't describe the reason why the sin was committed. Therefore, it doesn't make any sense anymore to say that the place should be called over a detail which only brings out, depends how you look at it, either how great the importance of the sin was or not so terrible because it wasn't their fault so much. But it doesn't describe what the reason for the sin is. So you're not going to call that place by something, again, which is not really the essential to what why the sin was committed. Rather than naming it something, naming the place where the sin was committed by something more essential and more either what happened, what they did, or the reason that they did it, or something like that. So therefore, based on this, Rashi doesn't except that it was called Dizahav, so therefore he uses again the term, he rebuked them over the sin of the eagle, not that this is a place that's called by that. Avladayinim is Muzbar, Loshin Rashi, but we still have to understand the wording of Rashi. Al Pianal, Havalil Rashi Lichtev, Haychichem ala Egel, Shaosu Bereiv Zahav. He rebuked them over the eagle, which they made with gold. Which they had. Which would describe that they used the gold which Hashem had given them to make the eagle. Why does he say because of the gold, of the abundance of gold? Why didn't he just say he reprimanded them about the eagle which they made with the gold? Why does he say because of the gold? Loshana Madgish Deizov, Hoyekein Sibis Achet, which again emphasizes that the reason why they committed the sin was because of the gold. Shareyu Kaomur, Kaoima, that would be like saying, Bishvil Revazov, also Achet. It's because of the great amount of gold that they did the sin. Especially that over here in Dvarim, when he's reprimanding them, he's trying to not make excuses for them why they made the eagle, but rather reprimanding them for making the eagles. In other words, he's not trying to find excuses when he talks to them. When he talks to Hashem, he's trying to find an excuse. When he talks to the Yidden, he's not trying to do that. So why does he say Bishvil, that it's because of the gold? So to explain this, at least from the inner dimension of Rashi. When he starts his pirush on this pasuk, Rashi says the skirim hakatoyim beremez, that he mentioned the sins to them beremez, in a hint, mipnei kvoidim shel Yisrael, out of respect for them. So he didn't directly name all the sins that they did. He just reminded them this place, that place, and they knew what happened in each place. So, and Rashi means to say, so in a similar way we could say that just like Rashi says that because of the honor of the Yidden, he did not want to directly mention the sins, and he concealed the allusions to the sins by naming the places rather than naming the sins itself. Even though his intention here was to reprimand them for these sins, Cain, in a similar way, mitam zagufa, for this very reason, Ramaz Moshe b'dvarav elu gam alimitz chus lahaktin chatoim elu. In the mention of the sins, Moshe Rabbeinu also, along with it, gave the explanation of how such a sin could occur, and sort of giving the Yidden a little bit of an excuse why they did it, and to diminish the greatness of the sin. For the same reason, out of respect for the Yidden, ki gam zehu kvedim shel Yisrael, this is also the respect. Even though the general thrust of this conversation was to remind them of all the sins that they did, to rebuke them for them. But it is just like he didn't want to confront the sins in a direct way, and he only alluded to them, so also, along with each sin, he gave a little bit of an excuse, as he had done with Hashem as well, to diminish the impact of those sins. Ulachein Kaisav Rashi, and therefore Rashi says, Bishvil Reivazov, that the reason that they made the egel was because they had too much gold, the Ramiz La Limitz Chus, and now, in order to, that's an allusion to the Limitz Chus that he said to the Hashem himself to downplay the sin. You are the one that caused it. Hashem caused it. What could they do that they shouldn't sin? So, in other words, that along with the reprimand, he also gave the excuse together with it. And that's why he says, Bishvil. Since in this case Moshe was being careful about the honor and respect of the Yidden, so we understand that just like in regards to di zahav, that in the words di zahav, which is the reprimand itself, he's describing the sin itself, he gives along, he says along with it the limitzchus. In a similar way, it must be that all the other reprimands in this pasuk also must have the limud chus along with it. And they are also alluded to in the words of the pasuk, or at least in Rashi. So he goes through item by item. The first one is on the pasuk is Bamidbar, the sin that they committed in the Midbar. So Rashi says, Loiva Midbar hayu ela ba Arvas Mayav. They weren't really in the Midbar at that time. They were in Arvas Mayav. Ma'u ba Midbar. So what does Rashi mean, the Pasuk mean ba Midbar? Ela b'shvil mashi yichisu ba Midbar. It is because he reprimanded them for making Hashem angry in the Midbar. Sha'amru miyitem useinu ba Midbar. Why, you know, we should have died. We should have died. In other words, they complained about the Midbar. Complained in the Midbar, using the term Midbar. L'chayre einei muvan lama ramaz alzeh yidei tevis midbar. So why, if he wants to talk about this, why does he allude to this by using the term midbar, shu shem kloli the cholam akemis, which is everything that happened in the whole 40 years happened in the midbar. And why didn't he mention the specific place where they said this? Hainu Midbar Sin, which was specifically in Midbar Sin, Asher ben Elam ubein Sinai, Kimufurz Bakasov, which is in that specific place, as mentioned in the Pasuk. Hello. So the reason is Shebeshem Midbar Bala Ramesh Yesh Limitz Chus Al Tanasa Miyitain. That in from the by using the term midbar, the word midbar, rather than more specific, a general term midbar, he was trying to give the limitz chus for the problem in this case. Midbar, he was saying that since the yidden were in the midbar, shehu hamidbar agol v'noyre nochashor v'akrab, which is the great wilderness, which is full of snakes and scorpions and so on. Evitzimayin hashein mayim, and it's a place where there is no water. And in this parsha too, we know that it's a place of scorpions and snakes. So we understand that being in the wilderness like that is in itself a big nesoyin. And therefore, we can understand a little bit why they al tanosam yitu maseinu, that let's just die and something like that. They were so frustrated by the midbar, so saying by midbar is already giving an explanation for why they would be say something like that. The next Rashi bar Rava in the plains. Bepirush Rashi b'shvil Arava shochatu b'bal pa'ir. This is for the sin that they committed over there in Arava b'bal pa'ir b'shitim b'arves moyav, which happened in Shittim and Arves moyav. It's Aruch Lahavin. So we have to understand, Arves Moyev Hoya Mebeis HaYishimis Ad Oval HaShittim. Arves Moyev was a big space. It went from Beis HaYishimis all the way to Oval HaShittim. V'in Kein HaVeleleimah V'Shittim V'Loi Barabi. Should have said V'Shittim, which is more, that describes more specifically the place where that happened. And not just the plains, which are this vast area. Elo, so rather, Shavazem Merumah is Limitz Chus Al B'nei Yisrael. That in the words Bar Rava is also expressing a limitz chus. Bar Rava beis kmutza. When you say ba arava with a kometz under the beis, hamishemez bimkayim heya yidia, which grammatically is similar to saying a kometz hey, which is meaning the well known, not bi arava in a plain, but ba arava means in the well known plain. Okay, ilu kasov ba'arava hayadua, like writing ba'arava in the well-known plain. Kibirish Rashi ba'arvas moyav, as Rashi says, what is arava? That's referring to arvas moyav, the plains of moyav. V'hayna b'kriyas Hashem shel moyav v'amayin. Now we know that when Rashi explains that why the daughters of Lot, why they named their children Ammon and Moyav. So Rashi says there mayav zu shalohis etznuya pirsama shema viyahu, that the word mayav means from my father, because she became pregnant by her father. And because she was so direct and it wasn't subtle at all, she named it in such a direct, confrontational way. Aval tzeira karasa v'loshen nekiya, but the younger one said amoin, which is not so direct, and it's sort of, you don't know what she means exactly. So she wasn't trying to be very forward about that. The kibla schar b'mei Moshe, and she was rewarded in the times of Moshe. Shenemer, as it says, b'mei amoin, in regards to amin, the mitzvah was al tizgubam klal, that you're not allowed to start any conflict with amin at all. U'b'mayav lehizer elosh le'ilochem b'y. Whereas with Mayav, it doesn't say that you're not allowed to start any conflict. It says you're not allowed to go to war against them. Avletzarim hitaloi, but to other kinds of confrontations were permitted. So the daughter of Amoin was rewarded for her tznias, that they were not permitted to start any conflict at all. That's how Rashi explains it back in Bereishis. But there's a question here. Rashi himself said, l'soinoi, in regards to Hashem's enemies, he says, peged avayin avos albanim, that he will visit the sin of the father upon the son. He will punish the children over the sins of their father. So Rashi says, kisha'eichazim maisi avayisim miyadeyim. That is only if the children will carry on the sinful ways of their fathers. But if they don't, so then Hashem would not punish an innocent child over the sins of the fathers. V'im kein eichit l'tzayres b'nei mayav mishum avoin ha'em shlo yitznua. Why would Hashem permit the antagonizing the children of mayav over a sin that was committed by a great-great-grandmother from many generations earlier, that she wasn't she didn't conduct herself in a tznius to go away. Harei, so therefore we must say shezem achriach loimar, that we have to say shegam bimei Moshe ha'isanagus bnei mayav behepach tznius legamri, that also in the time of Moshe they still conducted themselves in that same non-modest way, the way their mother did, and therefore the punishment for the mother is justly visited upon the children. The Zuyad Gosha Kam Barava, and that's what he means to say over here, Barava, in that famous plain. Barvas Mayav. We're not talking about any old plain over here. It's talking about in the area of Mayav. Limitzchus Ba'ovim Ba'al Pa'ir, that he was trying to give a limitzchus for how the sin of Ba'al Pa'ir happened. Shesibosa Bikrais Zechetchel's Nus. That we know that the reason, Rashi explains that the reason how they came to worship Baal Pa'er was over the immoral behavior. That in the middle of the immorality, that's when they would pull out the Avodah Zarah and get them to bow down to the Avodah Zarah. So in other words, it all originated through immorality. Mekivin Shaya B'makayim B'arvas Mayev Shal Pritzis Rabba. And since this was taking place in a place which was well known for its immorality, as we now know that Mayav must have been a very immoral place, and that's why they were punished for their mother's immorality for many generations earlier. Shebemele gamen esoyinu gadol b'yaser, and therefore, if the Yidden find themselves in a place which is so completely immoral, so then it's more understandable how they were led into the sin of Pa'ir. So again, Barava, the famous plain of Mayav, explains or gives a limitzchos for why, how it happened. Moil Suf, opposite Suf. So he explains that Rashi says, Al Mashahimru b'yamsuf, that they rebelled against Hashem by the Yamsuf. Bevayam liyamsuf. When they arrived at the Yamsuf, they rebelled. Shomru, that they said, Amibli ein kvarim b'Mitzrayim. Is there not enough burial places in Mitzrayim that you have to bring us over here to die here? So that's how they rebelled when they arrived at Yamsuf. V'chein menosam, so also when they left mitoich hayam, after Yamsuf, shenemer, as it says over there, they also rebelled. By yamru al yam b'Yamsuf, they rebelled by the sea by Yamsuf. So, moving a limitzchus from this, we also understand what the limitzchus is. That bevoyim al, what was the rebellion over there? That they, Moshe had to drive them away. They became busy collecting all the gold and silver that the Egyptians had lost, and he had to move them forward. So when it came to the Sfasa Yambaloi Hoyu Shum Efshari is B'derech HaTevali Natzel, so when they arrived at the Yam Suf, and there was no way that they could see themselves getting out of this problem, because Kimitzadeh Adayah Mitzrim, and behind them is the Mitzrim Mitzadeh, Sheini, in front of them is the sea, the Chemen, Asim, and Ayam. So what should they do? They just had no, you can understand how they would be frustrated. The Chemen, Asim, and Ayam, also when they left from the Yam, Shehoyu Asukim Bebizis Ayam, the sin being that they were busy collecting the booty from the sea, which is Dovash HaKadosh Baruch Hu Atzmei Rotzo Shiyish Hasku Bazeh. This is something that Hashem wanted them to do that. He wanted them to collect that. Hareze Ato Shigaramta. So, and again, that it's the Hashem Himself who caused them to be involved in collecting that. So, maybe, obviously, they weren't supposed to be that into it. They should have more prefunctionally take some stuff and move on, and they got very busy with it and got into it and so on. That's not what Hashem intended, but you can understand moving God Cheftzim v'Chukasim is a, how could you complain about them getting into what Hashem wanted them to do? He obviously wanted them to collect that. So therefore, that also explains the suf. Ma'il suf also explains the excuse, the limitz chus. Bein paron. By paron, Rashi says, v'almasha also b'midbar paron al yidei meraglim. That which they did in midbar paron through the meraglim. Why does Rashi give such a long explanation of the meraglim? It should have said b'cheta meraglim, in the sin of the meraglim. What does it say? What they did in paron through the meraglim, or something like that. But rather, the intention here is l'dayik, to emphasize shachet hoya al yedei hameraglim, that it all came about not by fault of the yidden themselves, but through the meraglim. Hey, misisu upitus bnei Yisrael. They are the ones that misled and convinced the yidden. V'lolei hameraglim, and if it were not for the meraglim, lo yochid bnei Yisrael avin zeh. The Jews would not have sinned with this. In the end, the yidden did get on board, but it was all through the meraglim. So again, the limitz chos is right there. Ubein teifu v'lovon. So Rashi says shetoflu al aman shulovon, that they complained against the man which is white. Ma madgish kan loivan aman. Why does he emphasize over here the whiteness of the man? Ubayena shel teira shebepirush Rashi hu. So at least on the inner dimension of Yiddish of the teira, which describes the man from its inner perspective. Since the man was white, which means pure and without any dimension, without any color. Color brings a certain, it's only this color, not that color. Leuven really means not white as we describe white, but it means transparent, that there is no color. So that expresses simplicity without any definition. Alderach Pirush Rashi, as similar to what Rashi says, Moshe Shimish Kol Zayin Yemei Amaluim B'Cholok Lavan, that Moshe served in the Mishkan the first 7 days. It was Moshe that did the Aveda. So the Rashi said that he did it with a white shirt, with a white tunic. In other words, that white, it expresses a certain purity. Haynu Shu Inyan Shal Pshita Shi Efshalush Mashu Shebiyadayim. There is a certain simplicity, non-definition, something which is so undefined that you can't put your hands on it. You can't quite grasp it to understand what it is. In other words, that the man being white, in other words, transparent, it leaves one unsatisfied. As we know, I don't know, today they know that in order to design good food, you need to have needs to have the right color, it needs to look right, needs to smell right, and so on. But if the color of the man is undefined, it leaves a certain lack of satisfaction. So therefore, it leaves room to complain about the man. It's a food which leaves us unsatisfied. Even though, in fact, they weren't complaining, why is the man white? They didn't say that. Which is the reason that we said before that you can't really say that the reason the place was called Teifu V'Lovin was because they were complaining about the whiteness, because they weren't complaining about the whiteness. But this brought this lack of satisfaction because, which was contributed to a certain degree because of the color, left a certain lack of satisfaction, and therefore Lavan brings out that limus chus about why they complained about the man. It occurred to me that over here it seems that Lavan, the way the Rebbe explains Lavan al pi yenish ol teira, the whiteness of it is very essential to the man. It's not a side issue at all, as he mentioned before. But from yenish ol teira, it takes a more central place. The whiteness of it is essential to the man. But just pointing it out. The Chatzeiros, Rashi says, in the machlekes of Kairach. L'chayra have a lemein mar bach machlekes Kairach v'adase. He should have said the machlekes of Kairach and his commune and his people. El shigavanase l'rame is gambal zel da'anal. He also wants to allude to the same thing. A machlekes is rak shel Kairach. The machlekes wasn't on the part of the Yidden. It wasn't the Yidden's machlekes. It was Kairach's machlekes. V'leishol b'nei Yisrael. El shikairach pita yisem Kairach drew them into it. Okay, Tainus Moshe ha'ish echad yechta v'alkol am eida tiktzev, which is in fact the reasoning that Moshe made with Hashem. Just because one person sinned, therefore you should get angry at everybody else. In other words, he also blamed Kairach. He also attributed it to Kairach and not to the rest of the Yidden. Avshalapayo pitos kolam, although in the end he also got everybody else on board, but in the that was a limitzchus, that it was really Kairach's doing. So he explained all the Rashis and all the names of the places that along with it came also the limitzchus of the Aveira itself. All to explain that the Zahav was meant also to be a limitzchus rather than just simply stating the sin. The Parsha Dvarim is always read the Shabbos before Tisha B'Av, or if Tisha B'Av itself is Shabbos. V'gam zeh shayach l'inyan anal, and this also is related to the, what we just said. Klolus inyan bein ha-metzorim hu shazman atzmai mechiyach es b'nei Yisrael. The whole 3-week period, the time itself is like a reprimand to the Yidden. It's a time that between the destruction of Yerushalayim and the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash, the whole period is like a serious time that reprimands the Yidden. Umalamdeinu pirush Rashi, so Rashi is teaching us bereish v'tchilus haparsha, right at the beginning of the parsha. Shagam b'teichacha, even when Hashem rebukes the Yidden, nizer Hakadosh Baruch Hu v'kvedim shel Yisrael, even in the rebuke, is always careful about keeping the importance of the honor of the Yidden intact. Because the whole purpose of the whole golos and the whole reprimand and the whole rebuke and everything that Hashem does is only to allow for the elevation which comes afterwards, which is ultimately for the purpose of greatening the honor of the Yidden. And therefore, even during golos, which means even during the reprimand itself, Nikir Kvedim Shal Yisrael, there must be, Hashem maintains and makes sure that the Kvedim Shal Yisrael is kept, as Rashi points out. Echad Einyonim Shemudgash Boi Kvedim Shal Yisrael, one of the things in which the Kvedim Shal Yisrael is emphasized, Gam Beis HaGolus, even the time of Golus itself, Hu Mashukosa Betchilus Megillus Eicha, is that which is written in the at the beginning of Megillus Eicha, Eicha Yoshev Vadod. How it said, that's the very beginning of Eicha, that the city of Yerushalayim sits in loneliness. In loneliness. Sheyesh Bazeh Gam Midah Tova. So it's explained that this is actually expressing a good aspect. Hu Mashukosav Amlo Badad Yishken Ob Goyim Lo Yishashav. And this brings to mind that which is said in the Pasuk, that it's a nation, the Yidden are a nation that sits alone, that dwells alone, and he doesn't consider all the other nations. Shebnei Yisrael Einam Misarvim Im Umas Olam, that the Yidden do not mix with the other nations. K'may Marazal Hashem Einam Misarv El Oimed, as our sages described this, as oil does not mix with other liquids, it stands alone within the liquid. Kach Yisrael Einam Misarvim Mo'akum, so also the Yidden do not become mixed in with the other nations. Umitzad Maila Zu. And because of this quality, Shebe'echa Yoshva Badod, of this loneliness of which the Eicha speaks, Shemin Yisrael Ma'arvim Ima Umas, that we do not mix with the other nations, Niske, we will be Zeicha Shetizgala Kvetim Shal Yisrael Bagoloi, that the honor of the Yidden will be revealed openly. Even now, it's only within the rebuke it's considered, Hashem considers our honor. But eventually, soon, will be revealed openly the Kvedim Shal Yisrael, B'minyan Beis HaMikdash HaShlishi, by the building of the third Beis HaMikdash, Shagam Hu Nirmez V'Pasuk Zeh, which is also alluded to in this Pasuk, Eicha Yashiv Adad, Shiv Yibonah B'Meher, because it's the Badad is a in Maimarim it talks about a reference to in spheres and so on to the Beis Hamikdash itself. Shibanim b'meirah b'meirah v'agol l'didan shall be rebuilt speedily in our days, in our times.